Kratz's attorney says the embattled DA will step down by October 8th, rather than force the state to continue efforts to remove him from office. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen welcomed the news.
I invite him to do that. I think it would save not only the taxpayers' resources and time, but it would be in the best interest of the victims.
Kratz has been under fire since it was discovered he sent sexually themed text messages to a domestic abuse victim, and several other women have come forward making similar claims. Van Hollen says resigning won't end DOJ's investigation into possible criminal activity.
We have an obligation, and I think it's a very important obligation, to make sure that we look at all of the more recent complaints that have come in with regards to Ken Kratz and give them due diligence to determine whether we believe there is any criminal misconduct in those.
However, Van Hollen says criminal charges may not end up happening.
There may not be any, but it's incumbent upon us to look into whether there is, because having civil remedies or losing one's job are not necessarily the appropriate remedies if somebody committed a crime.
Both Van Hollen and a spokesman for Governor Jim Doyle says the removal proceedings will continue until Kratz submits a letter of resignation. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.